SBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Gary Holzman. I'm the Festival Director of Sheer Madness, the Sydney Jewish Music Festival, which is coming up on the 7th of October at the Emmanuel Synagogue this very soon.
Gary, you are a lawyer, but you're also, I think, the driving force behind establishing Sheer Madness. Can you take us back a bit and tell us about the history of it all?
Well, sure. I guess I'm the Meshuggah in the madness part of the name, because I had this crazy idea to put a Jewish music festival together. In fact, I waited for a very long time for somebody else to do it. I didn't feel that I was at all qualified, being a lawyer and pretty much a non-musician, although I did try, but never really succeeded as a musician. Anyway, eventually, when I realized nobody else was going to put a Jewish music festival together, I ran a session about 10 years ago now at the Limud Oz called Yidstock, Sydney's First Jewish Music Festival? And to my surprise, my great delight, a number of people came along who are still involved with Sheer Madness to this day. And from that little seed, we developed the whole concept of Sheer Madness. And we now, this will be our sixth festival in Sydney. And we've expanded to Melbourne. We've already had two festivals in Melbourne.
What is your role in Sheer Madness today?
Today, I'm still the festival director, but I work with a fantastic artistic director, Nicola Osher, who is herself a young musician and has curated several of our previous festivals and done an amazing job with this year's lineup.
I've been to quite a few of the festivals over the years, and I think that it is a beautiful showcase of Jewish talent from Australia, from around Australia, and sometimes also you bring Israeli artists and singers. Do we have any Israelis this year?
We do have some Israelis this year, not coming directly from Israel this year, but we have some, I guess, Israelis that have now settled here.
We're talking to Gary Holzman, the artistic director of Sheer Madness, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Gary, I must say that I've been to a few of the festivals. I thoroughly enjoy it. I mean, you've got the most incredible showcase of Jewish talent from Australia and around the world, from America, from the UK, from Israel. Tell us about the talent this year at Sheer Madness.
We have an incredible lineup this year. We have everything from classical music right through to pop and rock music, and some wonderful, wonderful acts. And obviously there's plenty of klezmer there as well, a real mix. We also have an Israeli group, Temple of Song. The guys, the founders of Temple of Song, were original members of Sheva, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners would know.
Oh, we love them.
Yes, indeed.
Fantastic.
Yes, indeed. And, playing with them is Shai Shriki, who will also be doing his own separate concert performance as well. So plenty of music there for the Israeli crowd, but lots of variety for really everybody who likes any style of music. You'll find it at Sheer Madness.
And this year, it's not in Bondi Pavilion. We must tell our listeners that it's going to move to the Emmanuel Synagogue in Woollahra, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, yes. So it's the first time we're holding it there. We think it's going to work brilliantly. For the very first time, we will have three stages that will be fully seated, so people will not have to worry about standing and not being comfortable. For those who don't know, Emmanuel has just done a wonderful renovation of their entire campus. And we'll be making use of their brand new sanctuary, as well as the old sanctuary and the small synagogue at the front called the Neuweg. So it will be a wonderful environment, I believe, and we're really looking forward to it.
Any food?
Yes, indeed. Fully kosher. There will be fully kosher caterers providing food on the day, as well, of course, we can't go without a coffee stand. And there will also be, besides all the wonderful music on offer, there's also going to be exhibitions by some artists who will be also selling their wares, like pottery and handmade items and so forth. So it'll be a complete festival vibe happening.
Gary, what's about children?
Children, we are this year going to be having a unique children's concert, and that's going to feature two groups. One group, a local great group called Tiptoe Giants, The highlight will be, however, who happened to be also our headlining act. Our headlining act is a group coming from New York called Nefesh Mountain, and they have a background originally as children's entertainers. So they'll be doing a separate show for the children, entertaining the children. But they are very accomplished musicians, and in recent times they have created a band together called Nefesh Mountain. And the style of music they play, it is really quite unique. It's their own version of what they call Jewgrass, which is a combination of, believe it or not, bluegrass music combined with Hebrew and Jewish themes and lyrics.
Especially for children?
They'll be doing two separate shows. They'll be doing the headline show as Nefesh Mountain, but prior to that, they'll be doing a kids' version, which will be completely different, of kids-related songs as part of the children's concert.
And from what time to what time?
The whole festival runs from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. at night. We have 25 acts, so there's a ton of music to listen to, and the children's concert will run from 11 till 1:30.
So it's 7 Sunday, 7th of October, at the Emmanuel Synagogue in Woollahra. And if people want to book or get tickets, what do they have to do?
Yes, they simply need to go to sheermadness.com, and they'll be able to click on the link, which will allow them to book tickets. And we'll be selling tickets on the day as well, but the price does go up. So I highly recommend that people buy their tickets now.
Gary Holtzman, I wish you lots of luck and success with your 2018 Sheer Madness this year. This is really good. I hope to come myself and enjoy this showcase of Jewish talent.
Well, we certainly look forward to welcoming you there, Nisa, and all your listeners as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gary.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.